anyway, then I planted these trees.
Yeah, but it's only one in the early 30s,
I guess. And these two Italian cypress here, I planted those in 38 or 39. And at first I used to trim them, but I can't trim them anymore.
Yeah,
too old to that. They won't let me up high anymore.
But
we moved out here and actually moved in the house in August 1927. And we've been through all the storms here and everything.
Tell me about some of those.
Well,
come here.
Bassett, the only thing I can tell you about them is if you're an excited, if you're an excited, excitable person, get out. Get out. Because it's the patience or what's the word that they don't know when they're going to hit. When calling 6 to 1, it was 3 days before the darn thing came in. Yeah, that thing was out in the Gulf that time around you on guard, the wind blowing like a havoc. And that is what's tiring and will weigh you down is the patience. Now, where you are, and where the new house is, there was a jellyfish on the sidewalk on 13th and Market.
Is that right?
A 15-foot tide.
What you talking about, 61.
Call it. What kind of storm was that? What do you call
those storms? Hurricane. But the bad part about it now, Bassett, is that tornadoes are coming in, which they never did record prior to this. They didn't know what they were, or they didn't report it. But this one is a tornado that came through the central part of town and really devastated a lot of property. Tore the houses down, blew them down, houses that were 50, 80 years old, that just bloomed down when they were good mechanics, good lumber. As you know, a tornado has no mercy. And so does wind. They have no mercy. These trees were bent over there, and 100 mile an hour wind, sometimes your house would shake.
Do you think 1915 was worse than Carl?
Well, I wasn't here.
We got the edge of Carl. We didn't get the whole
thing. I wasn't here in 15. Right. I was in West Texas on a ranch. But anyway,
I was in 1915.
Water up to almost to Broadway with a 15-foot tide. Now just think, can you imagine that if you can't go down the wharf, but you've been on a Holiday Inn, you come over that. Well, notice the hospital, how they built that wall up there. That shows they're prepared for high water.
I was just going to ask you what sort of preparation the residents have for that kind of...
Well, a lot of them tie their blinds, you see. A lot of them tie their blinds, and some bolt them, and a great many now put on what the metal blind that you can automatically close with a lever, and that is for wind protection and burglary protection, these metal blinds.
You can see them on the house.
These old 50-year-old blinds.
Some do not have blind board up. They take ordinary boards and put what they can in it for the moment. In town, they have plywood now that they put over the showcases. And some get strips of